Joining us to talk about the danger of smallpox as a biological weapon is Jonathan Tucker. He was a United Nations biological weapons inspector in Iraq in 1995, and he's author of a book titled Scourge, The Once and Future Threat of Smallpox. Dr. Tucker, smallpox was eradicated as a disease decades ago. The only two countries known to possess samples of the virus are the United States and Russia. There is concern that Iraq and, I guess, North Korea might have obtained some samples. So why do we think we need to prepare in this way for a possible attack?
Well, in addition to the possibility of undeclared stocks of the virus in Iraq and North Korea, the evidence for which is strictly circumstantial, I might add, there was great concern over the fact that the Soviet Union weaponized smallpox on a very large scale during the 1980s, and it's possible it may have leaked out, or the know-how to produce it may have leaked out of the Soviet Union.
You were a biological weapons inspector in Iraq 7 years ago. What evidence did you see then that Iraq might have smallpox virus?
The team I was on did not actually pursue smallpox, but other teams did. And they determined, for example, that Iraq was working with camelpox, which is a close relative of smallpox. It's possible that the Iraqis were using camelpox as a surrogate for smallpox, which is much more dangerous to work with. We do know there was an outbreak of smallpox in Iraq as late as 1972, so it's possible they may have preserved specimens of the natural virus all these years. There are other little pieces of circumstantial evidence. During one of the UNSCOM inspections, a piece of equipment, a freeze dryer, was found that had smallpox written on it in Arabic. The Iraqis claimed that they were producing vaccine rather than the virus itself, but that is troubling. Taken together, all of these little pieces of information do raise concern about the possibility that Iraq might have the virus.
Mm-hmm. Why are we focusing on smallpox and not some other disease like bubonic plague or tularemia bacteria, which have both been talked about as possible biological weapons? Why the focus only on smallpox?
There is not an exclusive focus on smallpox. The CDC is developing preparedness and response plans for a wide range of possible bioterrorist threats. I think we've heard a lot about smallpox because it is the worst-case agent. It is very robust. It can survive in aerosol form in the air. It's transmitted through the air from person to person. And finally, it's the only infectious disease to have been eradicated so that people are no longer exposed to it, no longer vaccinated against it on a routine basis. It's also a very virulent disease. It killed the more virulent form killed about a third of its victims.
Hmm. So you believe that the risks of vaccinating are far outweighed by the possible casualties during an attack?
There's been a debate in this country over whether in the absence of a smallpox attack or even clear intelligence that the virus is in the hands of terrorists, we should begin to vaccinate our general population. I think on the basis of current evidence, that would be very risky because the vaccine is associated with very significant risk of complications. It's a very different calculus after we have a confirmed case of smallpox, but still we have to think about administering the vaccine in a targeted way so that we don't expose people unnecessarily to the risks of the vaccine.
Thank you very much. Sure. Jonathan B. Tucker is currently senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace, on leave from his regular position, director of the Chemical and Biological Weapons Nonproliferation Program at the Monterey Institute of International Studies.